5 years of war in Iraq has left tens of thousands of civilians wounded. Iraq's medical system is overwhelmed, so are aid agencies. Many Iraqis who've been disabled by war can't get the help they need, and some have ended up on Baghdad's streets as beggars and street vendors. NPR's Eric Westervelt has one man's story.
Majid Hamid, a wiry 36-year-old, used to work as a blacksmith and a night guard at the Mission Complex in East Baghdad. It was a giant commercial center that sold tires, auto parts, and metalwork. That was before a massive car bomb in late March 2004 turned the industrial complex into an inferno. Hamid remembers the place burning, power lines crackling down, before he lost consciousness.
My whole body was burned from the explosion, and I was poisoned, especially in my two hands.
By poisoned, Hamid means he developed gangrene in one of the several Baghdad hospitals he was shuffled around to. Eventually, staff at the Numan Hospital told him the only option was to amputate. He lost both hands and forearms just above the elbow.
Before, I was a complete human being, but now I feel like I'm half human. Others have to do most everything for me. It's just like a child situation. They feed me, wash me, and change my clothes.
Now without hands or a job, Hamid provides for his wife and five young sons by selling trinkets on Baghdad's still precarious streets. These days he hawks little plastic spray bottles of car air freshener. Using string, he hangs the trinkets from what's left of his mangled arms, which he covers with torn socks.
This job now, I feel I'm humiliated in the street all the time, dealing with some bad people and people who just don't care. Some people encourage you. Others do not. Some just dismiss me, saying, "Let God help you." Such things drive me crazy. I'm not a beggar.
Hamid keeps a pack of cigarettes and a lighter in a pocket of his blue and orange tracksuit, but he needs someone to put a cigarette in his mouth, light it, and help him smoke. He admits he gets agitated easily these days. He's still deeply shaken by the bombing and frustrated at the loss of his hands.
When people don't do things the way I want, I get nervous and angry, and then I struggle to do things with my mouth and legs.
Officials at Iraq's health ministry say they have no program for follow-up care for civilians disabled in the war. The ministry and the Iraqi Red Crescent say they aren't yet able to fully track the number of civilians who've been wounded. Hamid's failed efforts to get medical care, prosthetic arms, and compensation highlight the tragedy of Iraq and the deep dysfunction of the U.S.-backed Iraqi government. At Iraq's ministries, Hamid says, desk clerks kept putting him off, blaming security and money woes. Then a private relief agency he went to for help said they needed not only medical, but police reports about the bombing. Officers at his local police station told him to get lost. So he then tried to get help from his neighborhood council.
They laughed at me, saying, "We don't give letters to disabled people confirming they were hit by a car bomb. We know nothing about it. This is not our business."
Later on, an official at Baghdad's Italian hospital offered to try to get him fitted for prosthetics. But soon after, two Italian aid workers were kidnapped, and Hamid says the Italian help fell through as violence increased.
Frankly, I laughed. They told me to keep contacting them, and I did for 4 months. But then there were car bombs and other attacks all around that medical complex area where they are. And then the sectarian problems broke out. So I felt hopeless, and I quit contacting them.
Then a Turkish embassy employee gave him his business card and said he might be able to take him to Ankara for treatment. But the Turkish official told Hamid he would have to pay his own hotel, transportation, and food costs for himself and a family escort, costs totaling at least $2,000. How would I get $2,000, Hamid asks.
I felt helpless, not about God's mercy, but helpless with my situation, with the government. And the Americans, they don't keep their promises. Until now, we're colonized by someone stronger than us.
They made us a government of empty chairs only, he says, of the U.S.-backed Iraqi government. Hamid then heads back out onto Baghdad's streets to hawk trinkets at a traffic stop. I don't feel completely broken, he says with sour optimism. I'm helping my family to live. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.